What are some things you've learned from this experiences from the last few years?
Well, I would say, you know, kind of building on this conversation, that authentic action and really coming from a place of trying to be pure intention is the thing that, in my mind, not only is realistic kind of way for us everyday people to do good in the world, but I think that in the end, that actually has the greatest impact. So Nipun gave the example of Gandhiji, that he wasn't necessarily setting out with the plan of, you know, commanding millions and leading an independence movement. He wanted to live the principles that he felt were, you know, to his mind, the way to live a moral life. And just through that being the change, so many millions of people were attracted to that, and he was able to do what he did. Similarly, I think all of us can be change makers. You know, and I think it comes down to what are our intentions and how we manifest them. Mm-hmm. But I think it really begins with the intention. So it's important. Oftentimes we overlook, you know, there's three things. There's our actions, there are our words, and our thoughts. And a lot of times we get focused, caught up in the actions. But really, what are the thoughts that kind of precede that, and what are we doing as an intention, and how does that affect our actions? So I think if we start also balancing how we look at actions, but also look at what mm-hmm. our inner motivations are, we might be able to see the impacts yeah. that we desire.